This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
My name is Clark Packard, and I'm a research fellow at the Cato Institute.
Okay, I need you, Clark, I need you to make this as simple as you can for our listeners. When you talk about tariffs, right, what does that mean?
Yeah, a tariff is basically a sales tax on a product made abroad. And so when an American buys that product, they have to pay a tariff to get it into the country.
Okay, so what are the immediate economic effects of this tariff, of these tariffs on the U.S. economy, on U.S. businesses, particularly those that rely on imports from these countries?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think, you know, for an American family, right, you're looking at about a $1,200 a year increase in just everyday items, because what we're talking about are tariffs on imports from three of our largest trading partners in Mexico, Canada, and China. But as you mentioned, American businesses import a lot of products from abroad to make their products in the United States to then sell both in the United States and around the world. So raising the input costs of businesses through tariffs makes American firms less competitive globally. And that's particularly important in a really globalized economy like the 21st century economy.
So what are the things, some of the things that people would see tariffs on? Can you like rattle off a couple for our listeners? Because when you talk about tariffs, people really don't know exactly what those are. It's like, is it the auto industry? When people say, oh, the cost of avocados will go up. What are some of the items that people will see an increase with these three major countries that we're dealing with at this particular time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the auto industry is really tightly integrated, the supply chains across North America. So my understanding is a car part, for example, can cross the border 7 times before it's ultimately rolled out in a final product that you go and buy it at the car dealership. And when you're talking about a tariff, you're talking about imposing that cost every time it crosses the border. And so, you know, I've seen some research showing that a pickup truck, for example, a Ford pickup truck could increase in cost by about $8,000. And so, yeah, I mean, you're talking about pretty significant costs. But on the family side, you know, the U.S. does get a lot of fresh vegetables, beer and tequila from Mexico, for example. And then from Canada, we import oil, quite a bit of oil, which you will see an increase in the price of gasoline at the pump, but also a lot of softwood lumber that American construction companies use to build houses and buildings in the United States. So I think the tariffs have the potential to kind of reverberate around the economy, but ultimately the price of the tariff will be passed along to American consumers.
And that was my next question. When will consumers actually feel the pain of the price increases? Is that over a period of time, or when will consumers see that?
Yeah, it depends on the product, right, and how quickly supply chains can adjust. And we also have a set of tariffs looming in about a month, right? The Trump administration has said that, you know, potentially a global tariff on imports from, you know, an extra levy on imports from basically every country around the world. So, I think it just depends on the product and how quickly, again, supply chains can adjust.
So we heard President, it was started, the tariffs were active at 12:01 this morning, but these countries had shot back at the president. This, in terms of what Canada is going to do, they're going to impose their tariffs and back and forth. So this ends up being a trade war of some sorts. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So on one hand, you're going to face higher costs in the U.S. to buy goods. But if you're an American that works in a company or works for a company that sends products abroad, you should also be worried about this. You know, countries won't take this idly, and they will target American exports on a dollar-for-dollar basis. If you grow corn, right? If you're a corn farmer in the United States, Mexico is a major market for your products, and Mexico will likely retaliate against corn, for example. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that, again, it kind of reverberates. It's a 1-2 punch.
So when you see tariffs, we hear about tariffs, right? So everyone's like, oh, they're in an uproar. People are, because of course the consumers are the ones who are going to probably feel this. However, this is something that can go away. It's also, when you impose tariffs, that is something that can be easily reversed as well, right?
Yeah. Yes. The president does have pretty wide unilateral authority to impose tariffs without Congress. And that poses problems. But by the same token, the president, with a stroke of a pen, could revoke the tariff. And my hope is that maybe we get some sort of more modest policy that you know, Mexico and Canada will come to the table and, you know, make some concessions. And then we can eliminate a lot of these tariffs. It remains to be seen whether or not this is truly just a negotiating tactic. But right now that the tariffs have gone into effect, and you know, the stock market, for example, is experiencing a major sell-off because American companies are starting to worry about this. Higher prices for consumers, but also lack of sales abroad. I think, you know, we will see significant costs to the American economy as long as this continues.
When was the last time something like this happened? Can you tell me that? Like, when was the last time tariffs were in place, and what was the outcome of that?
Presidents of every party for the last 100 years have imposed some tariffs. Usually they're trade remedies, right? We're trying to combat a foreign government has subsidized a product and dumped it in the United States. We're going to impose a tariff to kind of equalize the price of it. But those tariff actions have been much more limited. Okay. This is very, very dramatic in scope. So, for example, you know, in 2018, 2019, President Trump, during his first administration, imposed tariffs on about $380 billion worth of imports. But the tariffs now, the 2025 tariffs, apply to $1.4 trillion worth of imports. So they're much more extreme than his first term. And the last time you really saw throughout American history, the United States imposed heavy, heavy tariffs like this, was back in 1929 in the lead up to the Great Depression.
Wow. We can end on that note.
Yeah, sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, so what do you foresee, statistic-wise numbers, as you're watching this unfold? Is there anything that you see positive coming out of this at all?
I'm really skeptical that anything positive will come from these tariffs, right? The president and his allies make the argument that, well, if you impose a tariff, you're going to see big investment in the United States, and what that will do is will create more manufacturing jobs in this country. And maybe that's right, but the timeline horizon, right? Like if a company decides, okay, I'm going to build a plant and factory in the United States, as a result of these tariffs, it takes, what, a couple years for that to come online at minimum? And so I don't know that the American public has the patience and the willingness to sort of suffer pretty substantial losses for the promise that in a couple years we'll experience, more manufacturing jobs in the United States. But that's their operating assumption, and we're about to test that out if the tariffs continue.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.